Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I was saying that I can hardly walk today. Really hurt myself bad at the weekend.
Struggling to sit down as
Really hurts. Now, everyone's saying, how did you do it? I was saying I can hardly walk.
Been all sorts of guesses.
Yeah, I know.
When are you going to tell us?
Would you like to know?
I would love to know, yeah. You're getting full use out of this afternoon.
Here's how I can hardly walk today. This is how I did it. I fell off my friend's exercise bike.
What?
I fell off my friend's exercise bike that he's got.
Right. Were you going very fast at the time?
I was going quite fast, yeah.
The thing with exercise bikes being... They don't move, no matter how fast you go on them.
And I know they don't move. I know they are stationary, but I still fell off. I was going fast.
No, it doesn't make any difference how fast you're going.
Well, it does. It does. Obviously does. Otherwise, I wouldn't have fell off.
Hey, but it doesn't move.
But I was going fast.
All the moves are your legs.
I was pedaling really fast.
Right?
Yeah, but I fell off it. I just lost my balance and fell off, and it really hurts, and I can hardly walk.
What time of day were you doing this?
It was in the afternoon.
Right. Had you had a liquid lunch?
No, not at all.
Right.
Not a drop of
parsnips. So sober?
Yep.
Or I sat on something stationary?
Yeah, and fell off.
You fell off?
Yeah.
Land on anything?
I landed really awkwardly.
Did you? Just on the floor? Not on any...
On the floor, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, don't lie. See, this has been happening to me all day. There must be other people. But you hurt yourself, let's say, at a weekend, then you can hardly walk on the Monday. And when you tell people how you did it, they laugh in your face. And that's what's been happening to me all day.
I just don't understand how you fall off something that doesn't move. No matter what speed you're going at.
Have you never fallen off a treadmill?
They move! The conveyor belt moves!
Yeah, it is different. It's still an exercise machine.
Andy was saying his exercise bike a euphemism.
See, people just laughing everywhere you go.
Is that what they call it nowadays? Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, what are your favourite quiz shows on TV?
Weekly.
Is it Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
No. Do you know what? I've never seen that.
Very good. Dick and Dom are on that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Weakest Link.
Yeah.
Countdown.
All the ones that you've been on.
I've never been on Countdown.
Weakest Link you have?
Yeah, I know. That was just the first thing that came into my mind.
All right.
That's about it, really. I'm not a big fan of University Challenge.
What do you think the worst thing that can happen to you on a quiz show is?
Getting nothing right. Finishing with no points or no pounds or whatever.
Yeah, that's quite bad.
Yeah.
But there's a show in America where things can go really wrong. Now, it's called The Moment of Truth. I think there was a UK version not that long ago on Sky with Jerry Springer, but that version is nowhere near as good as this one.
Right.
Well, I'd like you to go on this show, if possible. Would you be up for that?
No.
There is a form you can fill in, I think.
Is there?
Mm.
You want you and me to go on the American version?
I'd rather it just be you.
I think it'd be more funny for everybody if it was you.
Anyway, it's not the Cilla Black show, Moment of Truth. Everyone remembers that. It's just a lot better than that.
Is that where you were her little helper?
No.
All right.
No. Oh, thanks for mentioning that one. I should have forgotten about it. Basically, what happens is that the contestant answers questions and they're hooked up to a lie detector.
Yeah.
And they have to answer them truthfully to win money. Yeah. And for each question, they can win more money, but each question kind of gets more and more personal.
Yeah.
To win the money, all they have to do... All they have to do is tell the truth.
It is the simplest game in television. One participant, 21 questions, and all that is required is the ability to tell the truth.
Why would you do that? Right, this is
sounds horrible.
This is the kind of thing they ask.
Do you think you'll ever truly forgive your husband for his gambling losses?
No.
That answer is... True.
Right, so she hasn't forgiven her husband for his gambling losses.
And never will.
And never will. But hooray, she wins some money. Her husband doesn't like her that much for a while. Here's another one.
While at your current job, Have you ever touched a female coworker inappropriately?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you sleep on the couch.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this brilliant? Right, here's some more of the questions I ask on this show. The moment of truth.
Have you ever thought that your boyfriend Jeff might be gay? Do you blame your father for tearing your family apart? Is there a part of your husband's body that repulses you? Do you really care about the starving children in Africa? Have you ever made a sexy video that you have uploaded to the internet?
Do fat people repulse you?
You see? Those are just some of the questions they ask.
This is awful.
Yeah, I know. I think we should get a lie detector and do it ourselves. Can I ask you some of the questions? Is that all right?
Some of them, yeah.
Right, here we go. Have you ever thought that your boyfriend Jeff might be gay?
Yes.
True.
Is there a part of your husband's body that repulses you?
No.
False.
Damn.
Do you really care about the starving children in Africa? Bear in mind, you are doing sport relief.
Yes.
False.
Oh,
oh
no,
this machine doesn't work here.
This machine's rubbish. Have you ever made a sexy video and uploaded it to the internet?
No.
Oh, surprise. Do fat people repulse you?
Yes. That's confused it.
It is broken. No, the machine's knackered.
Is it? Have I confused it so much?
You really have? I asked you again. Okay. Do fat people repulse you?
No.
True.
Phew. Why would anyone go on this show?
I have absolutely no idea. I hated that just sat opposite you.
I really enjoyed that. Now, last week on the show in America, it went really horribly. You thought that was horrible, right?
Yeah.
It went super horribly wrong for someone. I'll let you know what happened next.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Claire's been on saying, I didn't fall off an exercise bike, but my knees, hips and shoulders are killing me today after doing the caterpillar in my local on Saturday.
I have no sympathy for her.
Well, I'm thinking, do people still do that caterpillar? The caterpillar, oh, I know what I'll do. It's Saturday night, I'm down the local pub. Yep. I'll do the caterpillar.
Still big.
Yeah. It's 6:21 on Radio 1.
Also, a few people are confused because you said to Andy it's even funnier for him because he was sat down. So what were you doing on the exercise bike? Were you going so fast you had to stand up?
Yeah.
Were you pretending you were going up a hill?
Yeah, like when you're on your BMX or stand up. When you get off, going off a hill, yeah. I meant sitting down.
You
on
used
the floor.
To have a BMX?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, now I have an email over the
did
weekend.
You have a shopping basket on the front.
Shut up. Oh, you're so rude.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we're talking about a show in America called Moment of Truth. Yes, there has been a UK version with Jerry Springer. And this, on the American one, is how they describe their show.
This is a human drama that unfolds before America's eyes.
No, it's not, is it? It's people making complete tools of themselves on TV. I don't think it's any kind of human drama.
This is a human drama.
It's not. Now, this is what happened last week when it went really horribly wrong, okay?
Okay.
This is a woman called Lauren, and Lauren went on the show with her husband called Frank. He's a policeman.
Okay.
Why did this woman agree to go on this show? Here's a few of the questions that they asked Lauren. Remember, she had to tell the truth to win money, but, you know, the questions do get more and more personal. Oh, God, not again. Here we go.
Have you ever flashed a stranger just for laughs?
Yes.
True.
There we are. So she's flashed a stranger just for laughs. That's fine. That's good. Mm-hmm. Some money.
Would you give food to a stray dog before you would give it to a homeless person?
Yes.
True.
Right. Okay, Lauren.
Bizarre question. Right.
Have you ever been fired from a job for stealing money?
Yes.
True.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she's on a roll at the moment.
She's doing well.
Do you know things about your father that you keep secret from your mother?
Yes, I do.
True.
Now that's going to be surely a bit awkward, isn't it? Hi, Mum, did you see me on TV? Yes, I did. And
not as awkward as it will be for the father.
That's quite bad. But things then start to go really, really...
I'm not sure I want to hear this.
Really wrong.
Do you believe you might have been in love with a former boyfriend on your wedding day?
Yes, I believe I was.
True.
Oh, my God!
Oh, dear.
Right, her husband's thinking, right, OK.
Frank's not going to be happy.
No. Then, it gets worse, they bring on a surprise guest to ask the next question.
Surprise guest?
Oh, my God.
This is your ex-boyfriend, Frank.
Now, her ex-boyfriend, also called Frank...
What are the chances of that?
What are the chances of that? Is now there. So you've got Lauren, you've got her husband, Frank, and her ex-boyfriend, Frank, all just sat there on this show, OK?
OK.
And here's the question...
Is this from Frank, the boyfriend?
This is from Frank, the ex-boyfriend.
Sorry, Frank, the ex-boyfriend.
This is the question he asked.
Ex-boyfriend Frank,
do you believe I'm the man you should be married to?
Okay. All right. So she's on TV. Her husband is sat there and she has to tell the truth. Good luck. Okay, it's not working now.
You saying good luck to her or good luck to you trying to get the computer to work?
Work. Oh, for heaven's sake. Keep listening to Radio 1.
I tell you what, you're great at building suspense. Is this what you're
trying? There you go.
Want to be honest and say yes.
True.
I'm not sure what to say.
Right.
Was that husband Frank, or was that ex-boyfriend Frank at the
end? That was the host.
Okay. Oh, that's the host, right. Is he called Frank?
No, he's not. Now, at this point, do you think her husband's thinking, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to come on this show? We should maybe done Deal or No Deal or something. Okay, and then it gets even worse.
Since you've been married, have you ever had sexual relations with someone other than your husband?
Oh, no. Yes, and it's true. It's all going really wrong now. Right, try and predict what she'll say to this next one.
Do you think you're a good person?
So, she stole money from work.
Yeah.
Right, she'd give food to a dog before a homeless person, keep secrets from her family, she's in love with her ex, and she's slept around since being married. Does she think she's a good person?
Honestly, I think I am a good person.
Please tell me the answer coming is false.
Was she telling the truth?
Honestly, I think I am a good person.
False.
Can I just get this right? She went through all of that, confessed to everything, and then said, stupidly, still thought she was a good person.
Yes.
And that last bit lost her the money.
So she wrecked her marriage, and she's now out of the game and wins no money. Isn't that brilliant?
Stupid woman.
Why would
woman.
You go on the show and then do that?
I don't think
Having said that, I have applied for you. So
I don't think we'd go on it. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Now, we all need to feel a little bit for Billy in Sunderland today. He's just come back from holiday in Australia. And, look, we've got an actual postcard. How good is that?
Very nice.
He writes on it, hello, Scott, Chopper, Laura, and the non-speaking one. Wish you were here. Now, he actually has written, wish you were here. Do you think he means that?
No.
Because that would be a bit weird. We don't know him, do we?
No.
We don't really know each other. So he probably doesn't wish that we were here. If he does, it's a bit weird. Having a great time, except for being stung by a jellyfish. Worst thing was that nobody would wee on it. Now, I'm presuming he means weeing on the sting rather than on the jellyfish itself.
Yeah, I don't
But does that work? We've talked about this a bit before. Could someone let me know if this is medically true on 81199? And when he says nobody would wee on it, do you think he went around the beach asking lots of people?
I would imagine so.
Excuse me. Would you wee on me?
I don't know. I've never been stung by a jellyfish, so I don't know. I've never been weed on either. So I don't know whether. Just to make that clear. So I've no idea whether it would work.
Imagine, right? I'm there.
I don't want to.
Listen, no, I'm frolicking in the sea. There's me in the sea. Look at me frolicking in the sea.
We're not in Australia, are we?
No, we're not, are we now?
There's some big
It's
waves.
Lovely and warm. Why are they playing this music?
I don't know.
I'm in Melbourne. It's nice here,
isn't
it?
I can't see you for all the spray, to be honest.
Ow! I've been stung by a jellyfish.
Have you?
Ow!
Whereabouts?
Oh, would you mind, you know... Oh, yeah. Now, you can't go around asking everyone on the beach.
I'm glad we stopped that there, because I had a horrible feeling we were going to keep the acting going until I'd actually weed on you.
Well, we can do if you want.
No.
Let me ask you a question.
No.
Right, if you got stung...
Yeah.
...and you could choose anybody at all, to weigh on you, who would it be out of anyone at Radio 1? Let's say we're on a massive Radio 1 holiday, right? We're all there, and then you get stung, and someone has to weigh on you. Who's it going to be?
Colin.
You want Colin Murray to weigh on you?
Because, for two reasons. One... He would talk all the way through it, so that would kind of divert my attention from him weeing on me. Secondly, if I picked anybody else, Colin is so competitive that he would still want to wee on me to prove that his wee was better than whoever else I'd picked to wee on me.
I don't think you'd ever be able to look at that person the same way again.
I've done virtually everything else with Colin recently, so he might as well wee on me as well.
Really?
No, don't clip that bit.
Whenever you looked at whoever did it, you'd be like, oh, hi, chappers. And all you'd be thinking is, oh, there was that time. Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Who would you choose?
I don't know, actually. That's a really hard question, isn't it? Maybe Zane.
Zane?
Yeah.
Make an interesting handover later.
Yeah. There I am on the beach again. Oh, look, it's Zane Lowe. Oh, no, I've been stung.
What do you think of that?
Right.
Massive.
You're right there, Chappers.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wish I'd been warned about this link before it started.
Anyway. All right, let me know if weeing is a good idea on a jellyfish sting, if you are medical at all, 8999. Anyway, we've moved off subject. Billy off Sunderland had a nice holiday apart from that.
Good.
Apart from being stung by jellyfish and not finding anyone to wee on him, he had a lovely time. Generally, though, if I come back from a holiday and no one's weed on me, that is a good holiday, isn't it? Don't you find?
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, older people, they're like, oh, music today, it's filth. My mum says it all the time. It's so rude, that music today, isn't it?
Right.
Now, I was in a shop, okay, at the weekend, and they have one of those stations on that only play old songs, you know, like from the 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. One of those gold stations. And the lyrics on older songs are even wronger. Like, they've got, like, Soulja Boy's got nothing on these songs, right?
Right.
Now, this one was on in the shop, okay? Now, if they think Soulja Boy is bad, back in their day, okay, songs were a lot worse.
Yeah.
All right, let me just find it for you, hang on. Oh, the CD's given up now. Right, okay.
Well, that sounded like Bill.
Right, here we go. Right, check this out. No, what do you mean? Imagine your dad or your granddad singing along to that in their car or whatever, back in the 60s, back in the olden days. Like, you have a go, come on, sing along.
Was just 17, if you know what I mean.
That's horrible.
It's not right.
That's not right, is it? And also, you know, right, this one, everybody knows the song, you dance to it at weddings or whatever, but actually, quite filthy. Not that bit. With you in that dress, my thoughts, I confess, verge on dirty. Oh, come on, Eileen. Right? Okay?
I never knew that's what that lyric was, actually.
Yeah. It's filth. Soulja Boy. He's an angel, isn't he?
You don't want me to explain the Come On Eileen lyrics.
No, I don't.
Thank goodness for that.
Also, right, if somebody tried to release a version of this track, or even if the bloke, he might be dead or something, I don't know, but if the bloke who did it originally released it today, he wouldn't get away with it. He'd be arrested. Okay.
Go on.
Here's another one from one of those gold stations. Are you ready?
Yeah. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. That's,
now, that's from the 60s,
oh my
okay?
God.
That's, would you like to sing along to that
no.
one?
Young no. girl,
get out of my mind. How's your dad singing along? My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. Together. You're much too young. No, that's
stop
horrible,
it.
Isn't
stop it?
It? Right, listen to this. So hurry home to your mama. This is unbelievable. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. Oh my God! Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Right. This is this is the early 60s. This is the early 60s, all right? Oh, music today's filth. Well, actually, Dad, I don't even find it is. Right, next time someone older than you complains about what you're listening to, please remember what they used to listen to back in the day, all right? I told them.
Oh, dear.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I don't understand what happened to you lot over the weekend. Where were you? Normally, you're out meeting freaks and giving them the Flirt Divert number. Did everyone stay in? What happened? All we've got on the answer phone is people like this.
Hi, it's Spencer. Hi.
Yeah. This person.
Hi, it's Emma from...
Rubbish phone, any idea?
Brilliant. No, no idea.
Then there's this bloke.
What? Sexy,
how's it going? Just
thought I'd give
you
a ring after the weekend.
Nice meeting you on Friday night.
Thanks,
darling.
Thanks, darling.
Couldn't think of anything to say at the end, could
he? Now, admittedly, you wouldn't want that on your answer phone, that bit, would you?
What? Sexy,
but he doesn't sound completely weird, does he?
Yeah.
Not really?
Well,
no, not compared to some of the loonies you meet and give the Flirt Divert number.
He sounds more confused than weird.
What, sexy?
Now, there's this bloke who was next on the Flirt Divert answer phone.
He's now, babe. How are you? I'm sound myself. Great night and last night. You get me? Just give me a call back and I'll see you then. Hey, hey, hey.
Is you get me the same as you know,
you know
what I mean?
Mean? You get me? Isn't it the same? Sounds rude.
Did he begin with evening all?
No, he didn't. It was easy now, babe.
Easy right. now, babe.
Yeah.
How are you?
He said evening all, babe.
That was there the beginning bit.
Easy now, babe. How are you?
And ended the message like this.
Hey, hey, hey.
Not really the best, is it?
Hey, hey, hey.
Easy now, babe. If you know what I mean.
Great night and last night. You get me?
You get me?
Yeah.
I love it.
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Didn't get much sleep last night. You get me? Just had a great weekend, you get me? It's the same. The only interesting message on Flirt Divert is this one. Are you ready? The only interesting message on the Flirt Divert answer phone from over the weekend is on now.
Becky? Becky, it's James. Can you tell your brother that the sheep are in my garden again? Can you give him the ring back? Can I get him out?
Whoa. Now, the sheep sound really angry there
they
at the
do,
end.
They do, yeah.
Listen.
Can you give him the ring back? Can I get him out?
They're about to attack him, aren't they?
Sounds like a lion sheep.
I want to hear that whole thing again, please.
Becky? Becky, it's James. Can you tell your brother that the sheep are in my garden again? Can you give him the ring back? Can I get him out?
And that's it. That is Flirt Divert. Could you go and meet some less normal people, please? Thank you.
Can you give me the ring back? I'll get him out.
Podcast.
Thank you very much for telling us more of the wrong songs that your parents used to listen to. There's another one here. I tell you what, Soulja Boy's got nothing on these lot, right? Ringo Starr, off of the Beatles,
yeah.
One of his solo records that he made. Now, I think he made this when he's about 50. We've just looked it up, and there's a video to go with it, which kind of adds to the effect. He looks, yeah, he looks late 40s, early 50s.
Right?
And he's got the thickest beard you've ever seen. Listen to the lyrics on this one.
You're all ribbons and pearls. Ooh, what a girl. Eyes that sparkle and shine. You're 16.
Now, that's not right, is it?
No.
That's not right. And loads of people have been on saying about this one, which is a track by an old bloke called Roy Orbison. Now, I don't even think that this was, like, the 60s. I think this was, like, the 80s. And
was it the 80s? I always thought this was the 60s. Right,
Roy's 80s. Still getting away with it. To get to you.
Is that all right?
So he drove all night just to get to you. Is that all right? Okay.
I drove all night, crept in your room.
Woke you from your sleep.
To make love to you.
To make love to you.
Is that all right?
Is that all right?
No.
Actually, it's not, Roy.
No.
Exactly.
That last bit's a little bit wrong.
That's horrible. Actually, Roy, just for future reference, it's not all right. Could you check next time before you do that? Thanks very much.
I don't think he'll be doing it again.
Oh,
you said
is
for
he?
Future reference.
Oh, is he?
I don't think he'll.
Oh, sorry. Apologies to Roy's family.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, I have an email over the weekend, right? You need to listen to this.
Okay.
And it really, really made me kind of cringe when I was reading it, okay? Now, I'm going to read it for you now, but let me know when you cringe too much and you need me to stop, all right?
Okay.
Should we have some kind of code word? Like a safe word? If it gets too painful and you need me to stop, you can think of one yourself.
Well, then how will you know it?
And tell me, obviously, would be good.
Yeah, but then if I tell you, then everybody will hear that we have a code word. So it's pointless. So I might as well just say stop.
Okay, stop's fine.
The code word is stop.
Okay. I just thought a code word would have been nice.
I know.
But
if we should have done we should have decided on a code word off air.
Oh, yeah.
And then that would have kept it code.
All right.
Anyhow.
Okay, the word stop. Right, this is from Alistair, okay, and he's in Falkirk. Hi, Scott. Love the show.
Stop. No, go on.
Right. I thought you might enjoy this story. Well, actually, I really didn't. I took my girlfriend home for lunch at my mum and dad's house in Falkirk today, as it's Mother's Day. Now, this is obviously written last night, because it's not Mother's Day again today. Is
no.
It? Is it?
Phew, right. No.
Okay. Now, this was the first time they had met her, as I now live in Bolton and my family is in Scotland. It didn't go exactly as planned. First, though, let me fill you in on some details. My girlfriend was born and brought up in Bolton. Her parents are British too, although originally the family is from China. I had mentioned to my parents that she is of Chinese descent when I first started going out with her 2 months ago. Although I'm certain my mum was trying to be nice, what happened today was one of those I really wish the earth would swallow me up moments that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Oh, God. Right, the next bit you might want to... We arrived at the house, and when my mum opened the door, she greeted my girlfriend with an Oriental-style bow. Oh, right. My God. It actually gets worse.
Yeah.
Then, as we went into the lounge, my mum passed around a bowl of prawn crackers and proceeded to put some music on. Yes, you've guessed it. My mum had bought a CD of Chinese music from Woolworths, which she had put on to make her feel at home. She's from Bolton. I imagine it, okay? Would you like a prawn cracker?
Oh, dear.
I'll read on, shall I? Can we stop this music? It's making me feel really uncomfortable. Oh, God. The whole afternoon was filled with questions, hoping that the Sunday roast was okay for my girlfriend, because she could easily make some rice if she prefer. Oh, God! It's such a parent thing to do. They don't mean to be embarrassingly racist to your new girlfriend, but they just are. It's horrible. Like, you've got your hand over your face. Yeah. It is cringy.
Is there more?
A little bit more.
Oh, no.
Luckily, my girlfriend saw the funny side, and she was very polite to my mum in her broad Bolton accent. She even joined in with my mum's bowing as we left. Oh, your girlfriend is great. Right, listen, Alistair, you know what you've got to do. You've got to invite your parents down from Scotland to stay with you in Bolton, and then your girlfriend can do exactly the same to them when they come round. I'll just put some music on to make you feel at home, right? Would you like some Buckfast? It is your mum and dad's job, though, to embarrass you horribly when you bring a new boyfriend or girlfriend home, and yeah, they've really done it for you, haven't they, Alistair? Do you think they planned the whole thing? What should we do to embarrass Alistair? What can we really do? I know, we'll go to Woolworths and we'll get some Chinese music when she comes round. Thanks very much for your email, Alistair. Very, very uncomfortable.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.